Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body. Starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes. And then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug. Squeeze and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight. And let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. And then relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight and then let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Fantastic Friend. Sunshine spilled into the garage where Ellie the excavator rested. She awoke, hoping that today the dragon would come for another visit. Ellie had mentioned the dragon to Dizzy the concrete mixer and Ronald the roller. Even though Danny the dump truck had said that he had seen the dragon too, Dizzy and Ronald assumed it was a joke that Danny and Ellie were playing on them. The little excavator rolled out into the circle and gazed at the forest. Danny drove over to her and asked, "Are you watching for the dragon?" "I am," Ellie replied. "I hope the dragon comes back soon. I'm tired of Ronald and Dizzy laughing at us." Danny joined her in watching the forest as Ronald and Dizzy rolled over to them. The concrete mixer said, "I can't believe you're still trying that. It's not going to work. We know that there's no dragon." Ellie turned away from the forest to address Dizzy when Danny exclaimed, "Look! The dragon is coming back!" Ellie looked back at the forest. The concrete mixer and roller turned away and said, "Nice try, Danny, but you're not going to fool us." The dragon, smiling broadly, waved to Ellie and Danny, who drove over to the edge of the pavement. "Hi," Danny said. "We were hoping you would come back today. Our friends don't believe us when we tell them about you." The dragon nodded, understanding that others found it difficult to acknowledge a magical dragon. Dizzy and Ronald continued facing the opposite direction. The roller said, "I can't believe they're talking to themselves to keep up this joke. When will they stop?" Before the concrete mixer could answer, the dragon gently stepped in front of them and waved with a big smile. Dizzy and Ronald looked at each other, feeling amazed. "You are real," Dizzy said. Ronald looked back at Ellie and Danny, who were smiling broadly. "Sorry we didn't believe you. That must have felt awful." "It did. I hope you will believe us now," Ellie said. Danny added, "It's not like we ever lied to you before." Dizzy added her apology to Ronald's, and the four construction vehicles smiled at each other. The dragon moved around the concrete mixer, wanting to see every angle of the spinning chamber on Dizzy's truck bed. Fascinated, the dragon could have watched the concrete mixer stir concrete all day if Ronald hadn't begun to move. At that moment, the dragon saw the roller spinning as well. The roller's movements were as fascinating as the concrete mixer. Now the dragon had a question. So with a deep breath in and out, the dragon's flames created an arrow pointing two ways. One arrow pointed to the spinning concrete chamber, and one pointed to Ronald's roller. After that, the flames changed to a question mark. Ronald and Dizzy felt a little puzzled by the flames, so Ellie translated for them. "The dragon would like to know what you do. Last time, we showed the dragon our jobs. You could give a little demonstration too." "Okay," Dizzy said, feeling a bit unsure whether this was actually happening. I stir the concrete so it's ready to be used for building. It stays in a liquid form and then hardens when I stop stirring. Here, watch. With that, Dizzy found a spot to pour a little bit of concrete. The curious dragon watched as concrete slid down the chute and hurriedly walked over to see what it was. The dragon poked the concrete with a finger. Then, with a smile, the playful dragon pressed the entire paw in, leaving a dragon paw print. Danny laughed. Everybody wants to do that. Then the dragon turned to Ronald. The roller was ready to show the dragon what he could do. Next to him laid a pile of rocks. Are you ready? He asked. Watch this. The dragon turned to watch. It was magic. The roller turned a pile of rocks into a flat space right in front of the dragon's eyes. The dragon applauded cheerfully. Then voices of people drifted towards the vehicles. Oh, the contractor is coming, Ellie said. The dragon's eyes widened with worry. Quickly, the shy dragon disappeared into the forest. Ellie and Danny smiled at Ronald and Dizzy. Dizzy said, "The dragon seems pretty nice." As the vehicles worked that day, they discussed the magical dragon. Dizzy and Ronald wanted to hear about Ellie and Danny's encounter. The vehicles shared thoughts and wondered together why the dragon was frightened of the contractor. At the end of the day, Ellie yawned and admired their work. Off in the distance came the sound of a familiar horn. It was time to rest. The construction crew headed back to their cozy garages and wished everyone well as they thought of all they had to be grateful for. Ellie and Danny felt grateful that the dragon had returned. Dizzy was happy to know that her friend had been telling her the truth. Ronald was thankful to show the dragon what he could do. Everyone felt thankful to be part of such a fantastic crew. As they reached their garages, they heard, "Dizzy, Ronald, time for bed." Dizzy slowed her motor, her drum stopped spinning, and she crawled into her garage. Ronald rolled into his garage as well. They took a deep breath in and out. And settled in for the night. "Danny, time for bed," the horn said. Danny felt pretty tired and eagerly rumbled right into his garage. The little dump truck squeezed himself tight and then relaxed. He took a deep breath in and out. Finally, the horn called, "Ellie, time for bed." Ellie crept into her garage. She was proud of the work they had done and felt ready for a good night's rest. The little excavator took a deep breath in and out. her mind quieted. The garage doors slowly closed as the excavator, dump truck, roller, and cement mixer closed their eyes and fell asleep, wondering when the dragon would visit again. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.